Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Look, don't start the revolution without me. Former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura, your first appearance. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Hi, Alan. Yeah. Nice to see you. Nice to be here.
All I want in politics, now when Republicans are right, I support them. Mm-hmm. When they're wrong, I fiercely oppose them. I probably disagree with John McCain maybe 35-40% of the time now. When President Bush, who I like a lot, and you don't, when I disagree...
I did.
I know you did, because you're right. But when he's wrong, I disagree with him. I want everyone to be that honest. I agree with you.
Okay, good.
Let's start the revolution.
There we go. I'm ready.
Lower taxes.
Yep.
Less government intervention in our lives.
Yep.
Individual responsibility.
Yep.
Secure our borders.
No.
Oh, keep them wide open so enemies can come in?
No. Enemies come in. I don't get the fact that the supposed enemies came in from Canada, so we're fencing off Mexico.
Well, don't our enemies...
How do we manage that? Shouldn't we be fencing off Canada?
Well, both.
Both.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in East Berlin, John.
I don't either.
I don't want to live in East Berlin.
But I don't want to live in a country where enemies can cross over at will.
Well,
either.
I look at it this way. We're losing our rights because of the Patriot Act. I would rather, and as I say in my book, and I'm so crass to say, give me liberty or give me death.
I'm with you.
I would rather take my chances with terrorism than to lose my individual rights, which are vanishing every day.
You told a story in the book about you and Senator McCain that you would have run with him in 2000 if he left the Republican Party.
Yep. If he'd have quit the Republican Party and ran as an independent, I told him I would have joined him. I do not feel that way today.
The one thing that I read in the book that I just totally found just alien to me is this idea that you believe in 9/11 conspiracies.
Well, let me tell it to you this way. Why is it that when you ask any question about 9/11, you're immediately attacked?
I'm not attacking you.
You're not. But no, I'm speaking in general. I'm not saying you guys, but I've watched people get attacked. People have their credibility attacked. My problem is I look at it and I go, how can two planes knock down three buildings?
Pretty easy. It's 757, 747.
But there were three buildings that went down.
Well, there's a lot of fire and there was a lot of damage.
Well, first of all, jet fuel blew up at the start. Jet fuel is 4/5, and I don't want to stay on this. I'd rather talk other things.
Yeah.
But jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene. It doesn't burn hot. So using the analogy that it could melt the metal, then propane burns hotter. So if you turn on your camp stove for 3 hours, shouldn't it melt the grates? But it doesn't.
All right. I want to take one issue.
Wait a minute. Well, I know a little bit. How can they fall at the rate of gravity?
Look,
they fell at the rate
of
gravity in powder. They blew into powder.
But if it were true, a lot of engineers would have come out before that. I want to take issue with one thing. You actually had a talk show for a small period of time. They fired you.
No. They took me off the air and paid me for 3 years and bought my silence.
You said, talking about Fox and CNN and MSNBC, you said, all the stories come from upstairs, even though the host pretend it's them. You know, people need to understand. Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, and the rest of them.
Yeah.
They're not these individual rogues setting their own agendas. These guys will deny it and say they have artistic freedom. You're either going to call me a lot.
Wait a minute. So in other words, you chose to talk about Anna Nicole Smith for a month and a half?
Let me follow up on this 9/11 thing for a second.
Right.
Did the government know ahead of time?
I don't know. I'm just simply questioning the fact that it doesn't add up to me. And I do know a little about demolition. I was a member of the underwater
demolition. But you intimated in the book that the government somehow knew where they had a tip-off. Who do you think knew?
I don't know. I really don't know, and I can't place blame, but I have a hard problem accepting the fact that never before in history has a steel-structured building fallen to the ground at the rate of gravity, and why would the main core beams not been intact? They go down?
There's a lot to cover here in the book. We have a moment left.
Yep.
Corporate America and religious fanatics have teamed up, and because of that, we're on the brink of fascism.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We are accelerating towards the new fourth hour of the radio show, commercial free for the time being. Next few weeks we'll be on the GCN radio network on the satellites. Affiliates are clamoring for it. We're happy to supply it to you and very thankful that you want to pick it up. We're also working on getting global shortwave in the fourth hour. Yesterday I did 5.5 hours, but I've got to control myself and not do that too often in the future. But occasionally I think I will go into super overdrive, super sudden death overtime radio. Yes, we have had so much happen here. We have had Willie Nelson go public on this show. We've had Michael Meacher go public on this show. We've had Bill Christensen go public on this show. We've had Charlie Sheen, of course. We've had Jesse Ventura. And it's really been amazing. And in some cases they contact us, in other cases we contact them. We've just been the first to have them on over and over and over again. And I've got a great producer, Trey Kincaid, and I think you've noticed the guests have gotten even better in the last year. But we're just upping the game, upping the game, upping the game. But a lot of this just falls right in our lap. I'm doing a screening of Endgame, and walks behind the counter, it's Willie Nelson. And he shakes my hand and says, "I appreciate the work you're doing. I've been watching you for 10 years at least." And I gave him, we'll see this new film. I gave him a couple of the others. And then I gave him a card and said, "I'd like to have you on sometime." And the phone rings, and Trey answers it, and it's Willie Nelson wanting to talk to Alex Jones, wants to come on the show about 9/11. It's incredible that this is happening. So we should be really excited about it. I just can't believe this is all happening on my show. And I'm all for the other organized, you know, PR campaigns that are going on out there. But so often it's the unorganized or the, you know, the daring blow that's done in the heat of combat in the info war that really strikes at the heart of the dragon. And films are the mode of communication. People are not readers today. Now, I've written a book about 9/11 in the police state. Paul Watson's written a book about government-sponsored terror. You can watch those and well, read those books at prisonplanet.tv as e-books. His book's out of print. Mine's almost out of print. That I wrote back in 2002. But so I'm not poo-pooing books. I'm just saying film is the new medium. Film. I mean, a best-selling book sells 20,000, 30,000 copies, 100,000 copies, you know, max, if it's a political book. But you can make a film like Loose Change Second Edition that's been seen more than 100 million times that we can track. Or you put up a Endgame, and in 6 months, it's had more than 20 million views that we know about. That's 20 million people that have seen Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So all I'm saying is articles are great, short articles, pointing people at films, as long as we're talking about strategia and everything. It's like I'm the general who has won so many battles and had so many victories and been on the front line so long, and I never try to sit up here and tell everyone what to do, but then when other people come to me and tell me what I should do, I reserve to say, well, I believe this is the best course in this particular fight. But, hey, what do I know? You know, I mean, opinions are as plentiful as sparrows in the wood. That's a nice way of saying it. And so don't listen to me. Just, you know, go with what you believe. In fact, it's good to hit in every different angle out there. Okay. With us until close to the end of this hour are Steve Watson from London, deep in the heart of London, in the heart of Britannia, and his brother, Paul Watson, who is up in Sheffield, and he joins us from the north of England. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not have words to describe how huge, how serious, how massive, what a big deal this is. And this story needs to go big. People need to know about this. This needs to be reversed. They're trying to set precedents with Mexican troops during Katrina and Dutch troops and AWACS and F-16s after 9/11 in the U.S. And we've had other troops from the Ukraine and other places running around England, pulling people over, pointing guns at them. Did become a big controversy in England. I've been to urban warfare drills. We've gotten footage all over the country where the Marines train with foreign troops and have role players saying, I'm an American, please don't put me in a camp, and where the foreign troops practice taking Americans to camps. Then, in about 2002, the U.S. signed an agreement with Canada and Mexico to jointly police to, quote, fight terror. Then they get everybody trained with foreign troops fighting fires and things like that or running soup lines. But if you read the documents with NORTHCOM, they want to use foreign mercs, because foreigners will generally shoot at somebody who they don't speak the same language as. You know, the British brought Hessians in here twice from 1776 through 1814. And so this is the norm in war. The Vatican, of course, had the Swiss. The Swiss were neutral, but they sold their armies, and they were some of the most feared. I mean, this just happens over and over again. We have our own police beating up in New York an unauthorized peaceful Tibetan demonstration in front of the UN with metal batons, blood everywhere, them begging for their lives. And the news just said, you know, basically this is a good thing. They deserve it. It's unauthorized. Now in France, it's mainstream news reports that they run up, grab Tibetan headbands off the crowd. No Tibet, free Tibet signs are allowed in Paris. And they don't use Parisian police. They are there to back up, and they stand behind as secret police from China, the secret political commissariat, that's who they officially are, in sweatsuits, viciously attack people, karate chopping, slamming, choking, and they go to jail. They attack you and then hand you. The foreign Chinese communists who take people to their deaths and take their organs and they inject people with chemicals and murder them or paralyze them. I mean, it's just the Falun Gong's covered it, the Epoch Times, the photos, the admissions. They publicly execute people at sports stadiums every week for speaking out politically. They machine gun teenagers. I mean, there's photos of it in Endgame. Just little girls' heads blown off. I mean, with their brains all over the ground. I mean, this is who is coming. I'll never forget 4 years ago, people were calling. They go, tune into News 8 now. It's going to re-air because they air everything every 24 hours, you know, every hour for 24 hours. It's a local Time Warner news channel we have. Only one of five cities in the country that have it. And it was all about, the 20-something Japanese police are going to be able to arrest people in Austin, and 24 Austin police are going to Japan to be able to arrest in Japan, in Tokyo. And they've had this since the 60s, this exchange program, but now it's going hot. And this is a major precedent-setting case. Headline, Chinese paramilitary thugs police London torch rally. Outrage after British government allowed members of China's internal security force to manhandle protesters. And they go and single people out. They do not allow, this has been put on Chinese TV, they do not allow signs for Tibet. This is unprecedented. This is Europe-wide. Paul Watson, Steve Watson, who wants to go first here? And I appreciate you coming on.
Hello, Alex. This is Paul.
Paul, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Alex. How you doing?
We hadn't had you on, my friend, in a while. Just as Brits, who've always been fiercely independent, now domesticated just like us here in the U.S., what is it like to see this happening?
Well, my first impression of it when I saw these so-called guardians of the Olympic torch assaulting and manhandling protesters and barking orders at everybody. I mean, it appeared to me just from the video that, you know, they were in charge. The British police were basically taking orders from them, from what I could see. And I was thinking, like everybody else, who on earth are these people? Then it comes out today that they're the creme de la creme of the Chinese paramilitary police. I told you that story earlier, Alex, that I was in Shanghai last summer. And we were walking down the street, and then I suddenly saw these guys who were a foot taller than everyone else, frog marching down the street, you know, in a military parade, basically, wearing bulky camo gear. So I'm thinking, you know, this is Shanghai, not Beijing. It's supposed to be the business capital of China, not the military and government capital, which is what Beijing is. So I said, I said to my girlfriend, why are the military soldiers frog marching down the street? And she said, oh, they're not military, they're just regular police. And these were the same guys that were in London 2 days ago throwing protesters around in Britain.
Now, again, she would know, she's Chinese.
Exactly. So it comes out that they're, you know, highly trained in riot control, martial arts, and hand-to-hand combat. They've come over here on visitor visas. They've not said who they're working for. And the Labour Party, the British government, has just let them in. And they're basically in control of security for the Olympic torch procession.
And then in the U.S., peaceful 50 Tibetans with people speaking English, and the police walk up and say, quote, I'm going to kill you. This is a quote. This is unauthorized. Pull out metal batons and begin savaging men and women. I mean, we have reached pit of hell level. Do you understand, you cowardly, weak people that have, you know, turned into such slime out there listening that support this government? This is land of the free, home of the brave. Look at England. It's all turning into cess. Go ahead. Steve, what is this like for you?
Well, it's surreal, isn't it? I mean, if you take a look at these men walking around and look at how they're dressed. I mean, they're dressed in sort of shiny blue tracksuits with white baseball caps. I mean, you would think that they were, you know, part of the official Olympic committee, but they're not. They're basically soldiers, Chinese soldiers walking around on British soil, you know, manhandling protesters. And the other thing to be said is that I got an email yesterday from somebody who was at the protest.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. Breaking news with Steve Watson. This is a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, you will have Chinese troops in America line you and your family up and gun you down and throw you in pits. I'm not joking. How many times have I told you that? How many times did I tell you Rush Limbaugh would endorse Hillary? I told you 5 years ago. They plan to use them. In fact, in official U.S. government maps, large areas of the U.S. will be policed by them.
It's a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
You know why I love Willie Nelson?
Grave digger.
He reminds me of so much of my, dead family.
Could you make it
from
shallow?
Northeastern Texas, right where East Texas meets Central, meets North. My dad's family's from right in the same area, and it's that same voice, it's that same look in the eyes, just a certain brand of Texan. Most people I knew that talked like Willie Nelson, acted like him, looked like him, all dead. What an icon, man. I hope he doesn't go when he's 84 like Charlton Heston. Oh, man. We got Kevin Booth joining us. His film aired on Showtime. The big expanded edition with a lot of my footage and stuff is out. We've got it in stock. Just came in. You can order it at InfoWars.com. That's coming up in the third hour and fourth hour today. Going back to Steve. Steve, you're in London. You had friends that were at the protest. Tell us what they saw, not just what's been on the news.
Yeah, well, I got an email Monday from somebody who was at the protest who basically said to me he wasn't a protester, he was simply there to document it. He doesn't have any, you know, particularly strong leanings towards the Free Tibet movement, but just wanted to be there to document the experience, really. And he said that he was just sort of walking around filming and came across a scene where a protester had been pinned to the ground by three police, and so he started filming it with his camera. And as he approached it, it was about 30 metres away, and moved closer in. The police picked up on the fact that he was filming and basically just forgot about the protester that they were pinning down and went after him because he was filming it. He'd also been filming the Tibetan flags. There's enormous amount of Tibetan flags there. And they got hold of him. He didn't resist. They punched him in the back, shoved him to the ground, and put a knee on his neck.
Now, was this the communist Chinese death forces? And that's what they are. They go around killing people all day. In fact, I've talked to a lot of folks in China who've told stories about they'll take a political dissident, cut their male breast off, cut their genitals off, and then let them bleed to death. One group of cops does that, and then and the plainclothes paramilitary, and then another group comes along and arrests them for being a pervert who cut their own genitals off. Paul, you've heard about that stuff.
Well, you hear all kinds of horror stories. I mean, what I've noticed is the media is not giving a platform to the real issues that they call them anti-Chinese protesters. I mean, they're not protesting against Chinese people or the country, it's the government.
Well, are Falun Gong, who live in China and who are killed for their religious beliefs, who are peaceful and do nothing, I mean, I guess they're anti-Chinese too. Well, it's just like you're against the government carrying out 9/11, now you're anti-America when they're destroying America. But going back to you, Steve, were these communist Chinese doing this or their British servants?
These were the British servants, but I mean, you know.
And they took his footage.
That's the point. He was filming the flags, and they deleted all the photos and the video that he
arch criminals. Well, look, that's how it starts. If you're talking and more than three people in London now or have a video camera, they'll walk up, even when I was being quiet, and they'll say, "Give me your ID, sir." Well, you guys were there. Turn your camera off. I'm putting you in a database. It's only for your safety. It's all intimidation. Man, we're in fascism, Steve.
Well, that's right. I mean, this particular person was also asked for ID and didn't have any.
Cops
are
criminals.
There isn't a law to carry ID. So, you know, you don't have to carry it, so he didn't have any. So, basically, they decided to make him the victim of their... You know,
well, look, he has to sue them. I know they're being ordered to do it. But, man, and the cops in England now, they would walk up to you and look at you with hate and pleasure as they violated freedom. Steve, Paul, why do they hate your freedom so much? I mean, why do they revel in destroying any freedom?
Why do the British police? Well, that's what they've been trained to do. I mean, shortly after you were there in 2005, they passed a law that basically outlawed protests in Britain. You have to get government permission to protest against the government, which is, in effect, an outlaw. You have to get a permit to do it. And there's comments on my article on InfoWars about how police would, people would boo the Olympic torch procession, and then they'd be assigned an individual police officer just to watch them and make
sure. That's right. How dare you boo? Now, Kamazaz, now look, we're one step away from being sent to gulags. I'm not joking.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on and for a mind.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. Tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend.
In front of
and I'll ride
everyone, the CBC, French TV, Canadian, we've got links to all of it here in the story, are reporting that people try to wear headbands and the Chinese police come out and rip them off of you. They come up and attack people with Tibetan flags. British police come up and get in the face of anyone. I mean, this is just in your face. Everything we were taught about the Nazis, everything we were taught about the communists under Lenin and Stalin, and the worst stuff under Khrushchev, and communist China today is still doing all the horrors that were carried out in past, by past grand champions of evil. And they could have had British police thug everybody, but that isn't enough. They could have had Paris police do this. That would be bad enough. No, no, no. They've got to have, and I've watched the videos. It's incredible in the photos. I mean, they are commanding Gentlemen, is this not just us being brought into the modern New World Order system where foreign paramilitary political officers, political police, sit there and just feed on the public?
Well, yeah, it's globalization. I mean, if you're going to have globalization, you've got to have globalized security and policing operations. That's what happened in Scotland in 2003, I think it was, where you had the French and Ukrainian soldiers pulling people out of their cars at checkpoints. They were part of a NATO operation. So it's all about a globalized security force of having foreign troops in the country. And, you know, these paramilitary police that were shoving protesters around in London, it's from the same unit that's been shooting people in Lhasa in different areas in Tibet and killing people.
And now photos have come out of flatback trucks handing out robes, the reddish, brown, and orange robes to the Chinese military. And it's been confirmed, even the British government's admitted, they're dressing up like monks, and then they can machine gun the peaceful people.
Yeah, we had an article a couple of weeks ago that showed a supposed Tibetan protester wielding this giant sword who was going around attacking people. But in the photos released by the Chinese state media, he'd been airbrushed out of the photo, and it turns out that he's a security official from this same unit that was in London. So the reports were true that they were instigating some of the... Because, I mean, people were confused, saying, why are these Tibetans attacking other, you know, Han Chinese ethnic groups and attacking their own businesses, setting fire to places? A lot of that was obviously copycat, but from the evidence, it was started by the PLA and the other security.
That's right. They were doing mass arrest ahead of the Olympics of the entire leadership, or who they believed didn't agree with the government. Same thing
right.
our government's making lists for here. So when they do that here, it'll be the same MO. They will have people dressed up, as I've always said, like militia people. It'll be school buses, folks, because they had Bin Laden run-ops in Serbia against the Serbs. And then when the Serbs fight back, then they say, oh, look, they're attacking innocent people. Well, it'll be the reverse here, but the similar first step. You'll have them bombing buildings, killing cops, attacking schools. They'll even, quote, kill the terrorists and have maybe even me dressed up, you know, in a uniform. It'll be me bloody on television. And all they do is grab me at my house the night before. And then they go shoot up a school bus, and then they shoot Alex Jones, and then they drag me out and have me bloody land on the ground. And that's how they do it, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't think they don't have special ops ready to machine gun up school buses, because they believe end justifies the means. They're brainwashed, mainly Christian Zionists in this country, who believe that it's a holy war against the Muslims, and they have to do this to make Jesus come. And so they got to kill a few hundred kids in school buses. And I say that because the CIA did it in Italy to blame it on the communists, and they did it in Kosovo. It's one of their favorites. It's their fave, you could say, in their kind of asymmetrical low-intensity combat, to machine gun or blow up a bus, and then they'll go kill somebody and throw them out on the road, or grab a patsy who's mentally ill and put them out. And when they machine gun a bus full of your kids, and then say it's domestic Al-Qaeda, and you know, people that talk about freedom are now Al-Qaeda, as they're now saying, as they've said all over the news, people that think the government did 9/11, we're really terrorists with Al-Qaeda. You see, that's the Pentagon talking point. And it's completely, and folks, I'm not joking. You understand? I'm not joking about this. Paul, Steve, I want to hear what you have to say just about all of this.
Well, going back to the Chinese paramilitaries, you know, today that they're in San Francisco, the same group, marching downtown San Francisco.
See, we need more articles. I saw that, and I'm so upset I forgot. That's right. Foreign Chinese secret police are in San Francisco, alert. In fact, where is the procession? We've got to get video. I demand that InfoWarriors go mobile and go out there and get us video and see if the San Francisco cops are under global control and see if they... Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I can tell you where the procession is. I've got it here in front of me. It's starting this afternoon at 1 p.m. Goes from McCovey Cove, northbound to 3rd Street, and will eventually end up in the Justin Herman Plaza for a concluding ceremony. So any listeners that know that area, if they could get down there and get some footage of that, that'd be good.
This is the highest priority as we fight the terrorist forces. This just in, confirmed. We got it, and we're confirming it right now. Paul Harvey News Today reported international troops will protect the Olympic torch today in San Francisco. That was Harvey's report this morning. Let's try to pull it. John, Google that. Again, international troops, this is a quote, will protect the Olympic torch today, and we have mainstream news. Steve has it. Steve, give us your sources on the fact that international forces in the U.S., quote, protecting their occultic torch that Hitler modernized. He drew up the rings. Headline, Chinese paramilitary secret police to protect Nazi ceremony. You couldn't make it up. It's insane. ZX9 emergency. Red level emergency. Our country is being conditioned to foreign troops in mass conditioning exercises, just like they use the Super Bowl to condition you to get rid of Posse Comitatus, which they now announce they've gotten rid of. Steve, give us more info.
Well, I've just read it on a sort of local Fox page. It just says the Olympic torch makes its only U.S. appearance today with a ceremonial run through the streets of San Francisco. It will be protected by a squad of Chinese security officers known as Flame Attendants. The guards wear bright blue tracksuits. They have succeeded in keeping human rights protesters from grabbing the torch at other appearances.
Treason! 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 Ah! I'm sick of it!
Yeah, it's the same guys that were in London, but you know, the Australian Prime Minister himself came out today and banned China from deploying its own security during Torch Relay in Canberra.
Men, I want reports. I want total coverage on InfoWars. I want total coverage on Jones Report. I want total coverage on Prison Planet. This is all we're covering. Now, I've got the American drug war coming on, and this nexus is in to how they built their police state grid off of fighting the crises they created, controlling the narcotics being shipped in. But I'm not kidding, ladies and gentlemen. Large areas of the country, the entire Pacific coast area, and this is in my films, this is in the official newspaper articles from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Bernadine Smith put them together in huge binders. I've got one in storage. It's a huge binder that weighs like 15 pounds, twice the size of a Dallas phone book, just with mainstream news articles from all the major papers admitting it. It's in the State Department Plan 7277, and it says the entire West Coast, all the way from Idaho down to Arizona and Nevada, over to California, back up to the coast. That entire, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 state area is to be patrolled by Chinese troops. And notice where they came under international treaty agreements. It's the West Coast. Emergency, ladies and gentlemen. These bastards, these pieces of, oh my, I just can't. You know what? If we don't get mad about this, there's nothing that's going to make us mad. Watson, both of you, tell me what you think about this.
Well, I'm not surprised that the Labour Party let them in, whereas Australia is banning them, especially in London, because you know who runs London? He's known as Red Ken Livingstone, and it recently came out that he was, or his aides were a member of a secret Marxist cell that, quote, plotted to turn London into a socialist city-state. So this is the guy who's running London at the moment. So it's no surprise that the government let them in on, you know, visitor visas when they're actually paramilitary police.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel like a moment of silence for this country. Do you understand? I have videotaped personally troops training to take your children away from you and put you on your knees and blow your head off. It's in Police State 2000. Paul has links to it. They train to put you on your knees and stick a muzzle to the back of the American people's head. And they plan to use these evil communist murderers on us. I am sick of it. I'm sorry, guys. I wish I was in San Francisco right now because, you know, I'd go down there and videotape it, and one of those dirty murdering pieces of trash put their hands on me. I guarantee you the cops would probably get me down on the ground, take their gun out, and just, no, they'd probably taser me till I died. And the news would say I deserved it. This country's gone. It's run by nothing but filth. Now, let me tell you, all the cops and all of you that serve, they're going to take your pension funds. You're going to die of Alzheimer's from all the shots they've shot you up with. They hate you, so you go ahead and serve the evil. You go ahead and serve them, you pieces of filth. Look, you guys go ahead and talk. I'm going to take a break. I'm serious. You have the next 5 minutes. You just talk about whatever you want.
Well, we've talked about precedents for you know, globalization and exchange of policing and troop deployment between countries. They used the 2006 Soccer World Cup in Germany to ship German police over to, and these were uniformed police, to patrol British streets and go and bust British citizens who were potential troublemakers planning on travelling to the Soccer World Cup in Germany. So you had German police in Britain carrying out operations against British citizens, and Germany's interior minister changed their country's constitution before the World Cup to allow internal troop deployments for, quote, security reasons. So that's another example where they use one of these global sporting events to ram through some of this conditioning to accept foreign troops and changing their own constitution and things like that.
Well, also, as well, you've got, in 4 years' time, you've got the Olympics in London. And it's been debated by the government. It's come out that the government is considering having shipping in FBI agents and Israeli police security services to police the Olympics in London because, as they say, the prime targets are US and Israeli athletes for any would-be terrorists. So they're actually considering bringing in Israeli troops to police the streets of London. And, of course, the excuse for that is the Olympic Games. So there's another example.
Well, also, guys, remember how during the World Cup they'd have British troops and police in Germany, and then in England they'd have the Germans, and then in Italy they'd have Germans. I mean, this were all being trained. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about. And I mean, it's always just a big surveillance and police state showcase. I mean, it's like the going to Super Bowl every year. They talk about, you know, they're scanning the crowd to pick out criminals and stuff. It's just a big showcase. In Beijing, they're bugging people's hotel rooms and stuff that visit. You know, they've got surveillance cameras and systems that can record conversations on the street. So it's always a big beta test for the nice little tracking and control programs that they want to unfurl nationwide. I mean, they use every single sporting event for that purpose.
And to train the public to live in a grid with a bunch of criminals running and sucking off everybody. And it hurts every one of those dumb cops that's part of this is being sucked on just as much as us.
And you've got the U.S. State Department earlier this year issued warnings about how anybody traveling to Beijing for the Olympics should expect their hotels to be bugged, should expect to everywhere they go to be tracked by the police, because that's just the way they do it in China.
Which is the way they do it in America as well, but nobody noticed the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah.
Well, both sides point at each other when they're all under UN agreements running the exact same operation. It's all international standards. China is a darling because they signed the agreement with the eugenicists in 75 to black off their population, to poison them, to sterilize them, to kill their babies. And
exactly.
That's why they are the darling. They are the God force. They are the imperial army of death that will serve the bankers. You want to see your new God? It is a Chinese soldier. And I'm not kidding. Go ahead.
And again, these same paramilitary troops have been killing farmers who have uprisings in the rural areas of China when the troops come and force them off their land. And I mean, which is to emphasize the fact that Chinese citizens are the victims of this government. I mean, there's comments on my article saying, you know, I hate China, I'm never going to visit. I mean, you've got to separate the two. This is the government, this is not the people. The people are
the victims. Oh, their people absolutely hate it. The media makes it that issue of all Chinese. They go, all the Chinese are for this. And then that makes you hate Chinese when the Chinese hate the tyranny they're under as well. And our dirty, filthy, wicked government in 1949, now declassified, put that murdering sack of crap, excuse me, folks, I'm just really angry, Mao Zedong in. And you know why I say that? He demanded to have sex, this is mainstream admitted, with three women a day, and he demanded that he never wash, and he liked to I'm not even going to say it, folks. Just these people are pit of hell worms. What is it you don't understand? Psychopaths get control of governments, and then they set up a wonderland so they can have their way with us. Go ahead, man.
And you know what happened in Tibet, how they destroyed Tibet? I mean, it was by no means, was it a paradise before the Chinese invaded? But when they did invade, since, you know, the 50s, they've killed over a million. But what they did was encourage Chinese people to emigrate into Tibet. So now you've got a situation where there's 6 million Tibetans, but there's 7.5 million ethnic Chinese. And the consequence was that it completely destroyed the economy. Inflation went through the roof, and that's how they gained
the... Which is what the globalists are doing with Mexico and Latin America.
Right.
Stay there, man. Final segment with you. We'll have continual tracking of all this at PrisonPlanet.com. I've got Bloomberg. I've got Reuters. I've got Fox. Chinese security in America. Chinese troops in America ruling the slaves, the pathetic scum that we have become.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8915. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio Broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio Broadcast, sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
I want to be peaceful, but I'm tired of all these dirty bureaucrats and the big banks that control them and all their taxes to take our money and make us slaves, and all the ways they poison us and their dirty communist and fascist command and control systems. And I want them to know that they're going to be defeated. I hate this government, and I hate everybody that runs it, and I hate the communist Chinese, and I hate all the trash. And I want all of you to know that we're going to beat them one day. A lot of us aren't going to make it through this. A lot of us aren't going to live through it. This is only the beginning. But I want you to wake up, everybody you can. I know what they're planning. I've known their plan for a long time. I've seen right through them from the start. Ah! And everything they do only confirms to me that they're planning to wage war against us. Don't forget what you used to be. We used to be men. Let's get fired up. I've told you this many times, but you're not supposed to get mad about stupid football and things that don't matter. Oh, you're supposed to get angry about your country being overrun by a bunch of enemies. Yeah! You're supposed to get angry about tyranny. That rage, that power you've got, is meant to defend your family. And let me tell you, this is the enemy! The enemy runs our government! The enemy! They are the enemy! Ugh, how dare them! How dare them! How dare them say that in FBI manuals that people that talk about the Constitution are terrorists and the Founding Fathers were bad. You are the terrorists! You are the enemy! Ah! I'm going to back Kevin Booth up to the bottom of the next hour, and we'll have him into the fourth hour. I'm going to let these guys on for about five, 6 more minutes. I appreciate them. I'm sorry I've blown up. I'm going to try to be more intellectual about this, but we're going to take 20 minutes of calls, 30 minutes of calls next hour, both at 1-800-259-9231, but also on my phone number system here where I can air calls, and we'll give that number out in a moment, but specifically only on this, okay? Here's AP right now saying members were picked from special police units of the People's Armed Police, China's internal security force. Those are the torturers, the murderers, the scum. The requirements for the job to be tall, handsome, mighty, and exceptional physical condition similar to that of professional athletes, the state-run Chinese news service said. And this right now, and it shows video of them tackling and choking people and attacking and arresting Europeans. Good God. Good God. What have we turned into? And they're just showing it to you, seeing what you'll do, testing you right now. Steve, Paul, are you pissed off? Are you angry like I am? And do you agree that this is a test, a conditioning mechanism?
Yeah, I'm outraged. The thing that worries me about it is that Olympic torch, which, let's face it, has just become a symbol of outright tyranny. It should be extinguished now. He's going to go through Tibet on June 19th. Chinese government's got 250,000 hardcore PLA killers stationed in that area. And, I mean, people are going to die. There's going to be massive riots. So they need to cancel this ridiculous procession now to save any more grief.
But they won't cancel it because it's not about the Olympic torch, is it? The Olympic torch is just a tool to get media attention.
So, well, it's ancient Greek eugenics. Is they would have a huge eugenics contest to see who the Superman or who was closer to the gods, who was half god like Hercules, and they would pick their Herculeum for the year, and then Hitler picked up on it and drew the circles and the rings and all the rest of it, and now we have it and now we worship it, and it is now a celebration. The real Olympics is happening now. It's about the police and the corrupt military and foreign troops dominating Europe, stomping all over the Tibetans, stomping all over San Francisco, punching Americans right in the face.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.